the 21st century brought on a burst of new technology. It became routine to get blood work done, or a CAT scan, PET scan, MRI, ultrasound, X-ray, or EKG. If you're having a baby, an ultrasound is going to happen at some point throughout your pregnancy, sometimes multiple times. The ability to view a child in utero was unimaginable in years past. Now we can view the baby in 4D. Remember, as we have seen throughout history, the demand for new technology also increases demand for all the jobs associated with them. The Human Genome Project, the sequencing of all the human DNA within a cell, was completed in 2000. Advances in molecular technology means that we can very routinely look at an individual's karyotype that shows all of their chromosomes, which makes it much easier to say if there is something wrong. You should have two of each chromosome, except for X and Y, depending on whether you're male or female. We can use a blood test to tell if there are any chromosomal issues before 10 weeks of gestation. Now we are looking at specific genes on a specific piece of DNA and making correlations between a defined mutation and one's cancer risk. If you're interested in science, diagnostics, or genetic counseling, training for a genetic counselor is just a master's degree program, by the way, and it's a really huge area. This is a really rapidly growing area with very high demand. Additional molecular advances include the use of stem cells for treatment and the prevention of disease. In 2001, an embryo was successfully cloned. DNA-level vaccines are being developed now. The advancements are astronomical. It's just amazing the things we can do.